Imagine having access to a state of consciousness that mystics across all traditions have sought for millennia, a state that reveals our profound interconnectedness with all existence. This is what psychedelics offer when approached with intention and reverence. From the ancient Greek Eleusinian mysteries to indigenous shamanic practices, humans have consistently pursued transcendent experiences that provide healing and wisdom. What makes psychedelic journeys unique is not just their intensity, but their reliability when properly approached. The difference between a recreational drug experience and a transformative journey lies primarily in preparation, intention, and guidance. Nearly 80% of properly guided psychedelic experiences are described as the greatest experience of my life, even by those who had previously taken these substances recreationally. In contrast, only about 30% of recreational users report similarly profound experiences. This stark difference highlights why preparation matters so profoundly. The protocols developed by experienced practitioners emphasize six crucial factors: mindset, physical environment, substance type and quantity, who's present, session structure, and integration afterward. Each requires careful consideration to create an experience that feels both physically and emotionally safe. The role of a psychedelic guide is sacred work, requiring compassion, intuition, and knowledge. Unlike conventional therapists who interpret and direct, guides primarily create and maintain a safe container for what emerges. They remain centered, work skillfully with fear, and avoid imposing their viewpoints on the voyager's experience. Many guides see themselves as midwives of consciousness, helping birth new insights. This approach recognizes that psychedelics reveal wisdom already within us rather than creating it. As one participant noted, "I didn't feel I was discovering something new, but remembering something I had always known but somehow forgotten." Proper preparation involves a 3-day commitment, reflection before, the session itself, and integration afterward. Voyagers should clarify their intentions, whether seeking unity experiences, addressing emotional issues, or solving specific problems, which act as anchors during the journey without restricting where consciousness might flow. A psychedelic journey unfolds in distinct stages. During the onset, 20 to 50 minutes after ingestion, ordinary consciousness begins dissolving, often bringing anxiety. The guide encourages the voyager to lie down with eye shades and listen to carefully selected music, typically classical pieces without lyrics, Gregorian chants, or indigenous drumming. This musical foundation provides structure while minimizing verbal interaction. As the journey intensifies, hours 1 to 4, the voyager enters the opening and letting go phase, often the most profound period. Here, one may experience dissolution of personal identity, encounter archetypal beings, revisit significant memories, or perceive reality from new perspectives. Many report experiencing what feels like the fundamental energy of the universe, what mystics have called God, Brahman, or the ground of being. The plateau phase, hours 4 to 6, allows processing insights while still in an expanded state. During the final return, hours 6 to 10, voyagers often experience profound gratitude and clarity about their lives. What happens during psychedelic journeys? Accounts reveal remarkably consistent patterns across four dominant characteristics. First, a slowing of time and intense present-moment concentration, where ordinary phenomena become extraordinarily fascinating. Second, awareness of polarity, the realization that opposites like self-other or subject-object are interdependent, creating a sense of simultaneously doing and being done by the universe. Third, awareness of relativity, seeing oneself as part of an infinite hierarchy of beings, all variations on a single theme. Fourth, awareness of eternal energy, often experienced as intense white light, a sense that all existence is a unified energy that is one's own being. These experiences aren't mere subjective fantasies, but often produce lasting transformations, particularly in one's relationship with death. as psychotherapist Frances Vaughn described after accessing an infinite reservoir of creative potential, her understanding of mystical traditions took a quantum leap, revealing the transcendental unity at the core of all great religions. Psychedelics show remarkable therapeutic potential across numerous conditions. While traditional therapy may take years to access deep psychological material, psychedelics can compress this process into a single session by temporarily dissolving defensive barriers. As Jung observed, the approach to the numinous is the real therapy, and psychedelics provide reliable access to these transformative states. The best outcomes occur when psychedelics are viewed not as medications that fix problems, but as catalysts for the mind's natural healing capacity. Physical healings often accompany psychological breakthroughs, from cluster headache remission to reduced PTSD symptoms. Cancer patients experience significantly less anxiety about death after glimpsing consciousness beyond physical existence, with effects lasting months or years from a single session. Veterans report that psychedelic therapy works at the same level as their trauma, providing emotional processing that talk therapy alone cannot achieve. The benefits extend beyond clinical populations to healthy individuals, improving relationships, decreasing anxiety and depression, enhancing creativity, reducing substance abuse, and improving physical health markers. Microdosing involves taking sub-perceptual amounts, 1/10 to 1/20 of a standard dose, of psychedelics to enhance normal functioning without producing obvious consciousness alterations. LSD discoverer Albert Hofmann called this an under-researched area with significant potential, and personally microdosed into his 90s during nature walks to enhance sensory appreciation and mental clarity. Users report meaningful improvements across various domains. Musicians experience deeper emotional connection to music, software developers find complex solutions emerge naturally, and many notice reduced anxiety and depression alongside increased energy and empathy. Silicon Valley professionals use microdoses to boost productivity, creativity, and social connection. Writers report enhanced verbal fluency, while designers note improved pattern recognition. Preliminary research suggests sub-perceptual doses may not build tolerance like higher doses, potentially allowing more frequent use. Many follow protocols like dosing every fourth day to compare effects between dose days, transition days, and normal days. As psychedelic research reemerges after decades of prohibition, we must consider how to integrate these tools into society. The most promising model combines careful screening, thorough preparation, skilled guidance during experiences, and integration support afterward, drawing from both clinical protocols and indigenous practices. For personal exploration, work with experienced guides you trust. Create safe settings, clarify intentions, allow time for integration, and respect these substances by spacing experiences appropriately. The timing principle is crucial. The more profound the experience, the longer one should wait before another journey. Those with truly transformative experiences often don't seek subsequent sessions for years, if ever. Looking forward, psychedelics may address collective challenges by fostering ecological awareness, enhancing creative problem-solving, and promoting healing at individual and community levels. What if the most valuable medicine for our disconnected world lies in the depths of our own consciousness? These substances reveal what spiritual traditions have long taught, that we are interconnected expressions of a larger consciousness, not isolated individuals. In a culture prioritizing individualism and material success, perhaps we need this reminder of our fundamental unity. The psychedelic renaissance offers not just mental health treatments, but an opportunity to remember what we've collectively forgotten. Beneath our apparent separateness lies an unbroken wholeness waiting to be rediscovered.